the Kamar. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Kol ha'asurim lover the kal kuhuna. The Mishnah means whoever's also to marry a kohen. That's what it means to say. Like a grusha. My nino, what are these things? Who are these people that are also to marry a kohen? Giyaris. A girl that's a giyaris. And even though p'chusri ba'sholoshon of yamechot, even though she's less than 3 years old, that she did not have bia when she was a goya, she was mizgaya when she's 2 years old, so she never had bia to a goy, still you want to tell me she's also getting married to a kohen. And Rashi says, that's a chiddush. The Rashi says, because the olds, it's not totally a giyaris, it's not also because she had bia when she was a goya, but rather, it's not mishum chashas lus, ki in besus mizera beis Yisrael. It's not called the zera of a Bas Yisrael. There's a new psul, a kohen could only marry a Bas Yisrael and not a goya. Even though she was mizgaya when she's 2 years old, that she's not a zoyna, she did not live with anybody, because less than 3 years old means nothing, still he holds a kohen cannot marry a geyerus. And the Gemara says, so that's the loik Reb Shimon ben Yochai. That's not like Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Rashi says, the Yom HaKalim, because he says there in the Pirkin that geyerus, Chusim ibas gimel ksher el kuna. That the Mishum ben Yochai shita is a giyaris less than 3 years old is mutat okayim. So maybe our Mishnah means not like that. Our Mishnah means kol hasurim lover the kal kuna. Anybody that's also to marry a kohen, you should know is not allowed to marry. Is mutat. The Mishnah says kol hasurim lover the kal kuna. Whoever is also to come the kal kuna is mutarim lover zebezer. So is considered also to come into kal kuna. It means the Giyaris, less than 3 years. Now, so the Mishnah says in this, Mutarim love is there, is there. It means the regular Yisrael is allowed to marry a Giyaris. So Gemara says, if so, Vinukma Mabash Shalashen V'yamechot. So no, what do you got to say that for? We're talking about a Giyaris, less than 3 years old. Say we were talking about a Giyaris after 3 years old. And then, Vafidul Rebbe Shum Ben Yechoy. It could even go according to Shum Ben Yechoy. See, everybody agrees that a Giyur is a girl that was first a Goy, and after 3 years old she became a Jew, she's also to get married to a Kohen. Because once she's more than 3 years old, a Goya, we say Mustamah she had Znus with another Goy, and therefore she became possible to get married to a Kohen. So maybe the Mishnah is talking about even a Giyur is after 3 years old, and that goes according to everybody. And therefore, it's what she can't get married to a Kohen, but she's allowed to get married to a regular Yisrael, that's what the Mishnah means. Gemara says no, and Cain if so, mitzida tavro. There's a breakage right next to it. There's something where there's a truth, there's an answer to this right away. But that can't be pshat. Why? Because if so, the deek is elatay mod de ba shalashan v'yemechot. What's the reason why she's mutter then to get married to a regular Ben Yisrael? Because she's a giyaris of after 3 years old. So the deek is though ho pchusim ba shalashan v'yemechot. But let's say she became a giyaris, she became a Jew when she was less than 3 years old, the Moteris love of the Kal Kuna, that then she is allowed to get married to a Kohen. If you want to say, we go according to Shimon ben Yochai. So he says that the girl was Mizgayer before she's 3 years old, then she's even mutter to get married to a Kohen. So if you want to tell me if that's the case, so Asura love is there. She should also, then the Mishnah Dik for the Mishnah should be, then she's also to get married to a regular Ben Yisrael. Because if our Mishnah is talking about the Giyaris, Liacha Gimel Shonim. So that the Mishnah says she's also to get married to a Kohen, but she's allowed to get married to a regular Ben Yisrael. So the Diyuk would be only because she's over 3 years old. But Mashmir, if she would have been Giyaris when she's less than 3 years old, then she'd be also to get married to a Ben Yisrael. That doesn't make any sense. Of course she's Mutter. But the Mara read, Chusim Ibash Shalashon of Yenechon, Reb Shimon Ben Yochai, to Moteris Lova the Kalkuna, O Moteris Lova Zebezer. That Avada, she's mutter to get married to a regular Ben Yisrael also. Therefore, the Mishnah cannot be talking about Badavka, the Giyaris after 3 years old. Because then you have to make the opposite Diyuk less than 3 years. That doesn't make sense. So therefore, we're saying the Mishnah is talking about a Giyaris which is less than 3 years old. That there the Chiddush is that even though she's also to a Kohen, but to regular Ben Yisrael, she's mutter. Now the Gemara says, the Klolu, is this a good Klal? Techol hu asurim lover the Kalkuna. Anybody that's also to marry a Kohen, you should know, Mutarun Lova Zebezeh, but they are allowed to marry one another. It's only to a Kohen they can't marry, but to regular Yisrael, they are allowed to. I'll say no. Varei Almona Ugrusha V'chalola V'zoyna. all these three types of ladies are also to get married to a kohen. Or an almana means to a kohen gadol, a grusha to any kohen, a halala to any kohen, and a zayna can't get married to any kohen. The asurim lover the kalkuna. These ladies are not allowed to get married to a kohen, or at least to a kohen gadol. A kohen gadol cannot marry an almana. A regular kohen can't marry a grusha or a halala, a girl that was born from sulekuna, or else a zayna. Now the asurim lover zebezeh. And they're also awesome to marry one another.
Which means to marry a mamzer. No, they're also to marry a mamzer. These psulim are also to marry a mamzer.
To marry. So how could you say what? And also, her mutter, what he wants to have is mutter to a kohen, is also
to marry a mamzeres.
To her mutter also. Neither le hit the love of a mamzeres. Elo hasuras lekanim, ho amuta lek pekal kuna, also be mamzeres. Mashmu zevres, whoever is muta to kal kuna, is also to marry a mamzeres. The Gemara says, is that true? For a ger, we have the case of a ger. She muta be kahanis, like we passed in you, we saw yesterday's Gemara, that a ger is muta to marry a kahanis. There's no psul in the ger. Still, because the kahanis is, she was a nuzer on the psulim. The psulim is only a kohen, a zocher can't marry the psulim, the ladies. But a bas kohen, she's allowed to marry a ger. Umutah b'mamzeres. And a ger is also allowed to get married to a mamzeres. So you see, somebody that's mutah to marry to a kohen is mutah to marry the mamzeres. So it's still a shreya what the klal is. So Mar says, Elo amar rav nozer. Nozer sounds like this. Bar oishia. Hochi koma. This is what our mishnah means to say. Kol she kohen osa lisa. Es bitoi. Anytime a kohen is also to marry this one, this lady's daughter. Umani, what's the case? Ger shenosa giyuris. In the case where a ger married a giyuris. That the halacha is that the daughter is also to get married to a kohen. Ukrev lezer ben Yaakov, like we'll see later on. Like if lezer ben Yaakov holds, when a ger marries a giyuris, this daughter is also to get married to a kohen. Yeah. In this case, mutarim lover zebezeh, but they are allowed to marry into a regular Yisrael. They can marry. They can even marry mamzeres also. A ger can marry a mamzeres. Ked gemara klolu is a klal. Techol shekoyin also lisa's vitoi. Anytime a kohen can marry this lady's daughter, that mutarim lover zebezeh, that then this daughter is allowed to marry even a mamzeres. Harei cholol. What's going to be the case of a cholol? A man that's a cholol. He was born from sulekuna. Shenosa bas Yisrael, that he married a regular bas Yisrael. The kohen also lisa bitoy. A kohen cannot marry his daughter, because the daughter of a cholol has a locha like a halala. The daughter goes after the father, so this daughter is also to get married to a kohen. The kohen also lisa bitoy. Still, the asurim namelov is there, it's only a cholol, it's only possible to a kohen. But negay to a mamzer, he's a regular Yisrael, he's also to marry a mamzer. So there's a case that the kohen cannot marry the daughter because she's a chalala, but she cannot marry a mamamzer. So Mora says lakasha, that's not a kasha. Hatayi k'rav the story of Yehuda. It goes according to k'rav the story of Yehuda. Rashi says the yom that he holds benois Yisrael nikva tara lechalolim. That that can't be a case. And the case that a chalol gets married to a regular bas Yisrael, their kid is mutter to a kohen. Like we'll see later. He holds benois Yisrael is mikva tara lechalolim. If a cholol marries a regular bas Yisrael, so their kid now is also mutter to a kohen. So that's not the case where the father can't, where a kohen can't marry the daughter. Fred the Gemara know, v'harei cholol shenosa cholola. What's going to be if a man a cholol gets married to a cholola? The kohen also lisa bitoy. In such a case, the kohen for sure cannot marry the daughter, because here she's not a regular bas Yisrael, she was a cholola. Still, v'yosa nami love is there, is there. Such a kid cannot marry a mamzer, because such a kid is called a regular Ben Yisrael. He's only possible a kohen. He's a cholol at most, but he's not allowed to marry a mamzeres. So the klal is no good. Vesu, and also, you want to make a deal called mutter osir. Whoever is mutter to marry a kohen is osir to marry a mamzer. Varei ger, again we have the case of a ger. Shenosa bas Yisrael. There was the kohen mutter lisa bitoy. That is the case of a ger marries a regular bas Yisrael. That a kohen is allowed to marry his daughter. And still they're allowed to marry a mamzeris. So you can't say whoever's mutter to marry a kohen is mutter to marry, is us to marry a mamzeris. Here's the case here of a ger. So Rashi says, a ger, shenosu bas Yisrael, ol mutter lovi b'mamzerim, do ma kal gerim lav kalu. Because it's telling me right now, the kal of a gerim is not called a kal. Therefore, a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeris. And still a kohen is allowed to marry. The ger shenosu bas Yisrael, the kohen mutter lisa bita, the kohen can marry their daughter. So the Moran says, El Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Barahua. Hoch, you know what the Mishnah is talking about? Hoch, Mamzer Meyachoisoi, O Mamzer Meyashis Ish Ikebenayil. The Machoikis over here is exactly from what, which Issadia does the kid become a Mamzer. That's the Machoikis over here. So Meyachoisoi means from your sister, she's only Chayiv Chorus. The question is, if you live with your sister, that you Chayiv Chorus from that, is the kid a Mamzer or not? One says yes. And one says no. A mamzer is only if you live with a married lady, with an eshes ish. There you chayiv misa. On that the Torah says the kid is a mamzer. Not if you live with somebody that you only chayiv chorus with. Like it's like this. Tanakama sova, Tanakama of our mission holds. Afilu mamzer miachoisoi nami havi mamzer. If a man lives with his sister and they have a kid, so that kid is called a mamzer. Even though it's only a chayiv krisus, the kid is a mamzer. Rabbi Yehuda Sova know that Me'eshes Ish have a mamzer. Only if a man lives with another married lady, that there he's chayiv misa, and they have a kid, that kid is a mamzer. But Me'achoisloi have a mamzer. Some, if you live with your sister, that you only chayiv chorus, there the kid is not called a mamzer. So Mara says, if so, my kamashvon, what are you teaching me then? Like we learned this already. So Rashi says, that's the machlokes the Mishnah. It's not a machlokes by a ger, it's a machlokes by a mamzer mechayiv krisus. So Rashi says like this, the Mishnah means, Vachikomo, Kol ha-nelode mi-yisuri erva mamzerim. That's what the Mishnah means. That, Kol ha-surim lode v'kal, means whoever's born from an iser of chayiv krisus, that's called a mamzer, so that kid is mutarim lode zebezer. That kid is called a mamzer, he's mutar to marry a mamzeris. We have Yudis says, no, nothing doing. That kid is not called a mamzer. If the parents, if the mother and the father were only chayiv krisus, a father lived with his sister, so then the kid is not called a mamzer. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, Oysa, that kid is also to marry a mamzeris. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Tanini, we learned that already. Aizeyo mamzer. What's called a mamzer? From which Isure D is the kid called a mamzer? So kol shu b'lo yovra dibri Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, as long as the chai v'lavin aval, if the father is not allowed to marry the mother, with a chayiv lavan even, the kid is a mamzer automatically. That's below yovai. Shimon at Tamoni Yoimeno. Kol shechayiv molov chorus b'day shemayim. Anytime there's an issa chorus, it has to be. Not just amalav. If you live with your sister, chayiv krisus, then the kid is a mamzer. And the halacha kedvarav, we talk a pasuk like Shimon at Tamoni. Rabbi Yeshua, the third sheet, Rabbi Yeshua says no. Kol shechayiv molov misas bezdin. Only if there's a chayiv misas bezdin involved, then we say the kid's a mamzer. But from chayiv krisus, the kid is not a mamzer. The kid should ask the machlokes in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a kid, where the parents were only a chayiv krisus, the kid is not called a mamzer. Therefore, that kid is also to marry a mamzer. So Gemara says, Elo Amar Rav Rava says like this. So the question is, this can't be the machlokes in the Mishnah because we learned this already in another Mishnah. So now Mustafa would say the machlokes over here a second time. So that can't be pshat now Mishnah. Therefore, Elo Amar Rav Rava says like this. What is the machlokes now Mishnah over here? The Elo Amar Rav Rava says ger amoyni o mayavi ikabenayu. That's the machlokes. But a ger amoyni mayavi of them mutter or not? Lochikom. This is what the Mishnah means to say. All right, turn over. It is what our Mishnah means to say. Vachikoma, kol hasurim lova dekal, whoever can marry into kal. Umay niyu, what are they? Ger amoni moavi. Torah says that amoni, the zocher of an amoni moavi, is os lova dekal Hashem. Is mutarim lova zev zev, but tefsulim to mamzerim, they're allowed to marry. For the Mori Yochi is so, marry Rabbi Yehuda Isis. What does Rabbi Yehuda say it's also? Why should it be also then? It's not true. An amoni moavi can marry a mamzer. Hochikoma. Afa pish Rabbi Yehuda Oyser, ger b'mamzeres, even Rabbi Yehuda holds, a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres, cause he holds ka'agha ger mikra kal, hani, meaning when is this said, ger the royal love of the kal. Only a ger that's allowed to marry into a regular Bas Yisrael. Ah, well, ger Amoni Moavi, but an Amoni Moavi, the ain ruin love of the cow, they are not allowed to marry a cow, lay, by them there's no wisdom, they're allowed to marry a mamzer. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Tan Rabban learn like this. Then teach a son of Yemech, they have a boy that's 9 years old, or older. That's a ger Amoni Moavi, or else the mitzvah be Adoimi. Kusi v'nosin cholol mamzer. Any kid of this psul, Shebo that lives with a Bas Yisrael, whether she's a Kahanis, the Alevi of a Bas Yisrael, Psula. She makes this girl now possibly get married to a Kohen. If a girl lives with any one of these Psulim, with a Geramoni, with a Moabu, with a Mitzvah, with a Domi, a Nosin, Cholol, or Mamzer, this girl now is also get married to a Kohen. She becomes a Psula. We have Yosiem, it depends. Kol Shezarei Posel, Posel. If the kids are Posel, then she becomes Posel. But the whole Shezarei Posel ain't a Posel. If the kids are not Posel, then she does not become Posel. Soon see by Mitzvah Shein, it's not Gemina Riz. We have Shimon Gamliel,